Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Show on the Fan. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer, running back Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, the inventor of the Lambeau Leap with you until 6 o'clock here on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM and the radio.com app. It appears, guys, that we like to be somewhat censored in our world today. I don't think that comes to too much of a shock to a lot of people listening here. A lot of people are riding through a route where you don't want to offend people. You don't want to be mean in any way. You don't want to seem hurtful in any fashion towards one or person or a particular party, a group of people. And guys, I think that might have spilled over to our fandom of sports. And Gary, you always talk about this with Sparky, and I remember Sparky venting about it a couple of weeks ago, and it brought in Brett Favre into the conversation, so that's why, obviously, I remembered it pretty closely. Sparky, it appears that, and most notably last couple of days, with the conversation about Aaron Rodgers being shifted with Matt LaFleur and the article that Michael Silver put up at NFL.com, we had Michael Silver on the show yesterday. If you missed it, go on 1057fmthefan.com, click on Fan on Demand, and you can hear the whole interview. Where Packers fans don't want to hear about Aaron Rodgers being the problem, right, Gary? And you've come on here multiple different times and spoke to that. We're not trying to make him the problem. We're just giving you some
what people
roadmap
are saying. Yeah.
Stops where that this could end up being where we are going and the road that we're headed down with Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur. But some folks don't want to hear it. They want to
They automatically think that you're blaming Aaron Rodgers.
And with the Tyler Dunn article, it was there were unnamed sources. Yeah. And why don't they put their name on it?
Right.
If they're going to bash Aaron Rodgers,
right?
Do you believe sports fans ignore certain stories? And do you at 414-799-1250? Do you filter your sports information? Ignore certain stories if they're going to be negative towards your favorite player or favorite team.
Well, see, I don't. And I do it differently. I mean, there's some people, and it's hard for me sometimes, I guess, in the position that I am, because I am a fan of the Green Bay Packers, right? I am a fan of the Milwaukee Bucks. I am a fan of Milwaukee Brewers, but I think I'm a fan in a different way. And that I hate, for lack of a better term, I guess I'm not like maybe Steve, or not like maybe you, or not like maybe Bart, where, or not like maybe Chuck, because I played.
Sure.
So I have a different perspective and different take, and that's kind of what I bring to the table. And you know, for a long time on this radio station, and people this is just not starting to happen to me now, but for a long time on the radio station, people thought I didn't like the Badger football program. For a long time. Then people got tired of hearing me being truthful over the last 15 years. They stopped it because they see what I see, or finally see what I've been seeing and telling them what this football program, what the Badger football program was all about. Not winning a national championship, because that's not what we're about. Then you have to accept that. So I was telling people this 15 years ago. All right, Gary, you hate the Badgers. You don't like the Badgers. I'm just, our motto here, I'm just keeping it 100. I'm just telling you, you know, this is how I see it. I know what they're doing. I'm giving you the inside scoop of what our program looked like. Fast forward to now, I don't like the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's get that one. Because last one was the Milwaukee Bucks. Because of certain things that you can see that was happening with the Bucks. You don't like Giannis? Kawhi's better, folks. Sorry. I'm just telling the truth. You don't like the Milwaukee Bucks? You're not from here. Well, you know what? I've been here over the better part of my life. So what, I came here when I was 17, 18?
Mm-hmm.
I'm now 55. How long have I been in the state of Wisconsin?
Yeah. I'm not a math wizard, but that's almost 40 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a long time. So, yeah, say what you want to say. So, yeah, I do think, because I'm different, I do think fans filter their information on certain people. Yeah, at first it was Brett Favre, right? It was four, and I get it. And now it's Aaron Rodgers. And I guess when people keep writing the same stuff or similar stuff, where there's smoke, there's fire, isn't it? One would think. Or maybe there is some smoke or some truth to it. Yeah, so it's tough for me because the fandom is real, which is great. That's one. Listen, how about this? That's one of the reasons why I came to school at Wisconsin, because I knew the Wisconsin fan base, a sports fan base, was unparalleled to any other schools I had went to. Loyal. Loyal as can be. And I get down with that.
Sparky, do you believe that fans, and you as the ultimate Bucks fan, that's why you host the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pros post-game show.
That's why you do it,
Steve. Used to do the baseball post-game show with Tim Allen for so long, and you're the resident number one fan on this station, and fan philosophy when thinking about how people filter this in. And I know that you've called many people out on it of wanting to back certain players no matter what, or back certain jerseys no matter what. Do you believe people ignore negative stories about their favorite players or teams?
What's interesting to me is that when we started this station in 2005, January of 2005, and we decided we were going to give sports talk a little bit different flavor in Milwaukee from what it had had. Well, if people listened to that sports talk back in the day, most didn't. That we were going to try to bring a fan perspective, not, you know, bow over to the teams, because that's what the flagship had done for years and years and years and years and years and years and years. And that's all people knew about sports talk, because a lot of people in the Milwaukee area, northern Milwaukee, never listened to, say, the Score in Chicago or WMVP in Chicago. Myself, growing up in Kenosha, I was able to listen to those stations and get a true understanding of kind of what sports talk was supposed to feel like. I grew up listening to the Score, even though they never talked about my teams. It was still entertaining to me, and I still loved hearing them scream and complain and cry and whatever else the case may be. So that's kind of the vision, I guess, we kind of had when we started this thing, was to make it a true sports talk station. And in being a true sports talk station, it's not necessarily to be homers at every given turn and ignore every negative story that is out there, or whatever the case may be. And I do realize that sometimes it's irritating, and sometimes people get angry because they feel like different hosts, whatever the case may be, may not like certain players, or whatever the case is. And I will tell you, from the time this station started to this day, as far as I am aware, and having been here since it started, our hosts tell everybody what's on their mind one way or the other. There is no taking sides, making crap up, just to draw calls or emails or whatever. That
used to be a thing.
Everybody thought that.
You remember that?
Well, yeah, because they didn't know what sports talk was, and they just assumed that if you don't agree with me, you're just making crap up. You're just trying to get
right,
calls.
Right, like people think you meet up in the hallway before and be like, all right, so you think that you go one way, and I'm going to go this right. way and say that you're stupid.
Yeah. Right, so I mean, I understand that, you know, part of this whole sports talk industry and what makes successful people sports talk hosts are their personalities and their opinions and their takes and that whole deal. And you know, when we do our pre-show meetings for what we're going to do on our show, the way the show gets lined up is pretty much based on what everybody's opinions are on different topics and what we agree on, what we disagree on, and all that fun stuff. And that's how we do our prep for the show and what makes the show run down and what doesn't. There's topics every day that never make our rundown that sometimes we never get to because we've got other stuff that we feel is better and more entertaining on a given day. So I get as a fan that you don't want to hear negative stuff, but I'm just intrigued now, all these years later, since we've been doing this since 2005 now, that we still are in a situation with fans that still don't want to acknowledge any type of negativity about their team. And if there is negativity about their team, then they either bash the reporter or they bash the sources because they say source. So that can't be a real person. They just made it up just to get people to click on their story. It's clickbait. It's not real. It's made up. Like, all of this stuff is just truly amazing to me about how people in this town react to anything that is any type of negative or critical about one of their favorite players, about their organizations, about their teams. I just, for the life of me, I don't get it. Well, I do not understand it.
It's mostly about players, though, and popular players.
Sure.
I mean, it's almost too, like, when I remember when we talk about this, when Barry Bonds came here, people just absolutely berated him like never before. Then all of a sudden you had your guy in Ryan Braun, you give him a standing ovation.
And just the difference in opinion. Yeah, absolutely.
But that's the same thing that happened in San Francisco. Barry Bonds got booed around the country, just like he did in Milwaukee. He got up to bat, and he got cheered.
Yes.
But the reason why we're talking about it is that Silver article with Rodgers.
Yes.
The Tyler Dunn article with Rodgers.
Yeah.
Like, all of this stuff that comes out, and I see consistently of, oh, I can't believe you guys even care about this. That's just a bunch of garbage. They're just trying to get clicks and da-da-da-da-da. Who knows who his sources really are, whatever. And in this case with Silver, he actually has quotes from both sides, the whole deal, plus quotes from Sean McVay. Like, it's not a bunch of sources just in a story. Let's say, like, the Tyler Dunn article, he had a bunch of unnamed players, and then everybody starts guessing who the unnamed players are and so forth in the article. So that's the question. And listen, just to be clear, I just want the truth. Like, it doesn't matter to me if you call up and you say, hey, yeah, I don't, if it's negative, I don't read that crap. I don't care about it. I don't read it. I just want to stay in my own personal Brewer fandom lane and root for the good in the team. If that's what it is, that's fine. I got no problem with it. Everybody can be a fan in different ways, right? I'm just trying to
explain. Yeah, we're not telling you how to follow your team here. We're just asking how you do.
Not at all. Just kind of taking a little poll for our Big Show fans ourselves to kind of see where you are as a fan and how you follow your sports teams. That's what we're doing it for. So technically, I guess we're doing it for ourselves. That's pretty much the reason we're doing the topic.
This is self-serving. Yes, it is.
It really is. Us doing a poll for ourselves to see what our fans like and what they don't like when it comes to how they follow the sport. So do you ignore negative stories about your favorite players or teams? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan.
It's the Wendy's Big Show. Tell us what you want. Stevie said it. 414-799-1250. Your reaction next on the Wendy's Big Show. FM The Fan, Wendy's Big Show. These breaks are always telling because you can always learn something about somebody, something that's happening in someone's life or happened in someone's life. We just got a great story about Gary Ellers. I mean, just a great, great story
about
Gary Ellers.
Let us inside how he's an angry guy.
And he is sometimes an angry guy.
Yeah, he is.
Sometimes for you're no an angry reason. Guy,
the
Gary.
The guy has to... World by his end.
I remember what Andy's talking about. I remember.
Andy Spitzer comes
but
in.
I still know you.
Now, the Andy Spitzer from the world according to Sparky.
Background
right,
on Andy.
The podcast.
Yes. Up trying to get him a plug.
105.7 FM.
You have to.
Yeah. You want to hear what Andy sounds like in the whole deal?
My podcast didn't get canceled.
Nobody care about that. We want to know about Gary being angry.
So Andy comes in here. Andy works in our trafficking department, which loads commercials and makes sure everything runs smoothly while nobody is behind this control panel that I have in front of me.
Andy and Gary on the podcast talking about this whole thing.
This would have been perfect for a Tim and Tosh podcast. I'll say that right now.
Well, Gary can talk about Disney. He's been there several times. Yeah.
Can you talk about Disney? That'll make Andy feel better if you apologize to him on the podcast.
Anyway, go ahead.
So what happened? Tell the story about Gary and Andy the first time Andy started working here. Gary asks Andy, hey man, so how long you been working here? He goes, about 4 years. man, did you ever think you'd make it as that long? You know, that's a long time to go one place. He goes, well, I kind of hope so. You know, I really enjoy working here, and I enjoy working with you guys. And it's cool because the first time I met you, I didn't think you liked me. Gary looks at him, hey, what do you mean? What do you mean I didn't like you? He goes, well, I came in here. It was first week working here. And Gary had been sick earlier in the week, so he hadn't been here the first couple of days that Andy was here.
So this was their first encounter.
Their first encounter, as Andy needed Gary to fill out some kind of form, survey, evaluation, whatever. Some survey that they could tell the clients. And he gives him the survey. He goes, you know, Mr. Ellerson, could you fill this out for us? We really need the survey done, but I know you weren't here the last couple of days. So Andy stays there and hands it to him, and Gary goes, thank you for bringing that to my attention. I'll do it right now.
Well, no, I must have said to him, are you going to
Are you going to stand here and watch me do it too?
Unbelievable.
You want to stand here and watch me do it too? Make sure I got all the answers right?
Very condescending.
Don't remember that at all.
And Andy's having different people in the building come in and talk to Gary because he thought Gary didn't like him. He's like, man, I've been working here for a week. I don't want to get punched.
Gary, what did Tom say to you?
Hey, could you come in for a second? I go, yeah, sure, no problem. What happened to you and Andy? And Steve, no, like, I don't know, like, half the people.
No.
I'm like, who is Andy?
He may see him, but he doesn't know their name. Yep.
He didn't work with the guy all this time.
Well, he's only been here a week, Leroy. I was gone the week that he was here.
Okay. I'll give you a pass.
Really,
that
was my first time ever seeing him.
But that doesn't matter. There could be
I didn't even know his name was Andy.
He still may not know you.
Well, you're right.
Well, I'm not like you and Leroy. Like, you and Leroy, y'all bebop around.
Yeah, I talk everybody.
No doubt.
Between sessions. Yep. Y'all know everybody. I don't know.
I love everybody.
Rami used to be the same way as Gary. Yeah. They
Rami
both didn't know
the
anybody.
Yeah. When he walks out, he looks at the floor. He don't look.
Rami was worse, though.
Yeah, Rami was worse.
Way worse.
Well, he didn't want it to be awkward. Like, the dead air. Like, what else do you talk about? You say hi, you keep it moving. You know, you don't like sit there. Can we go get coffee every day certain times? And you're running there with five people. What do? You have to wait for one guy to get the coffee. So it's like 2 minutes of dead air and you hear a bunch of breathing. What do you say?
Yeah,
it's conversation. But Tom said you didn't do anything wrong.
I'm not apologizing. This was a long time ago. But
it was actually really
it's funny that he brings it up again. And I now.
This
know
the third
a little bit
time,
more
right,
about
the yeah, right.
See, I didn't know. He told me even more this time that he was sending Jack in here to have me do my reads when we really supposed to have been him coming in here.
He didn't want to get yelled at.
He didn't want to get yelled at. Yeah.
It's like the bully on the school on the playground. What do you tell your son when the bully comes over? Just ignore him.
Yeah. Hey,
just
ignore
go
him.
Away. Yeah. Walk the other way. Yeah, you don't have to interact.
Part timers and interns have had that similar experience with me.
With you?
Along the way. Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, really?
No, really?
Not you.
No chance.
Back in the day when I was mean.
Present
what you mean
day?
Back in the day.
Man, I'm much nicer to everybody now than I was back then.
You should stop. You should ask them, Steve.
Ask Mandela.
Yeah.
Ask Mandela.
No, I don't want Mandela.
Go ahead, ask Mandela. I'm fine with this.
He won't keep it.
Go ahead.
Has Sparky always been nice to you since you've worked here?
Have I gotten nicer than I was, say, 3-4 years ago?
You've definitely gotten nicer, but I think that's because I've gotten better and messed less stuff up.
That does help.
So then it worked.
So did it work.
Right. I mean, he doesn't mess stuff up. Absolutely not.
That's why I think it's fun that Gary gives all the interns names because it's just funny. He comes up with these brilliant names for all like.
What y'all give this guy nickname right here? What's his
name? AmFam?
Who?
He got the best.
Is that AmFam?
AmFam. That's AmFam.
Like insurance man.
All right. Okay.
He looks like he's going to try to lower your deductible during the break.
Yeah, he does. He does. I love him.
Stevie.
And he's like 37 years old.
Yeah, he don't look 37.
What? Stop it.
I think he's in real time 37. He's 27, though. But he looks older.
He don't look 37.
Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and theradio.com app. Mark Simon comes up here at 3:48. We got a pair of Summerfest tickets to give away. We will give those away within the hour here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. We got a sports flash coming up.
I heard that Ozzy Osbourne or whatever, Megadeth canceled their July 4th show. Is that true?
Where?
At Summerfest?
Megadeth?
You've never heard of Megadeth?
Sounds like an Orlovsky thing. No, they were.
It is an Orlovsky thing. They're an old school metal band or whatever. Is that true? Did you guys hear that?
I haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, I saw somebody tweet out and was asking for suggestions of who they should replace him with.
Oh, man.
I first thought maybe a comedian would be good.
Dang it.
What would you think?
Would you want to make a death
like
actor?
A stand-up comic
genre.
Would be cool?
That's
I was
genre
so excited.
Were you going to the Megadeth concert?
Mm.
I was.
No, but when I saw that they were looking for suggestions on who to replace him with,
you
I was thinking,
band.
Not Kevin Hart, because he was just here, but you know, a couple of big-name stand-up comic acts, because I don't think they've ever done that.
Like Rami Makhlouf?
At Summerfest.
Yeah, yeah. I saw Bill Cosby there.
Really?
Yep. On the big stage.
That had to be a long time ago, because I do not remember
time.
That.
He was sitting in the chair.
I don't
the
think you
time.
Can get him.
Damn!
Yeah,
Bill Cosby. Ah, that's something I wish I could have seen. Yeah.
No?
Did you know Bill Cosby is now counseling prisoners?
Yeah. That's all
right. Well, you can get OJ too then.
Huh?
That OJ hit
somebody's real. Huh? Somebody is doing OJ his Twitter account. He's not doing his own Twitter account.
Who Bill
Cosby's Twitter account. Somebody else is doing that for him.
Hey, first time today, I saw the OJ
Twitter.
Thing. Don't you feel weird about following him? There's a lot of people
don't follow.
Very weird.
Yeah, don't follow.
Why are they following him, Gary?
I don't know.
They're following him for
I,
the train wreck because they could, know he's going to train wreck himself.
Oh my God, I thought about following him. I just couldn't do it.
He's going to train wreck himself on Twitter.
Are
Mark
you following
words.
Him? Baby Taps.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about this everything. Guy. Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there.
And
so
you're
this
one of
one,
them.
At the real OJ32 is the only official one. So this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do. So God bless. Take care.
See, that part there.
That is right? So creepy.
That's why I say. That's why I'm saying. Yeah. He's going to train wreck himself. He's going to train wreck himself on Twitter and get himself in all kinds of trouble.
Did you play the one? Can you play the cut with about him and the Kardashian, Khloe?
Yeah, that he wasn't her dad.
That he wasn't. Could you?
Messed around with Kris Jenner and saying that he's
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's been out there for
a while.
It was just strange.
You got that one too, Billy?
I got the whole thing here.
Right. Hello, Twitter world. This is yours truly.
Oh, my God.
You know, this is my first venture into the social media world, and it's amazing. You know, especially how quickly they can put up counterfeit sites. Anyway, we'll deal with that. My life has always been involved in the sports world, and I suspect as the weeks go on, that's pretty much what we'll be talking about. But once in a while, I'm going to go off topic and talk about something else. And this is one of those times, you know.
Uh-oh.
Bob Kardashian, he's like a brother to me. He's a great guy. He met and married Chris, and they really had a terrific time together when they were together. Unfortunately, that ended. But never, and I want to stress, never in any way, shape, or form had I ever had any interest in Chris romantically or sexually, and I never got any indication that she had any interest in me. So all of these stories are just bogus.
Because there's a report out that he was Chloe's dad.
They isn't Khloe, romantically and sexually
like all
insane.
The girls I'm very proud of, just like I know Bob would be if he was here. But the simple facts of the matter is she's not mine. Now, people who are spreading this rumor is a guy that the media loves to say is my manager.
Right.
I have one man.
She's not mine.
She's not mine. And I'm not paying for it.
That's right.
And I'm not paying for it.
Michael Jackson and Billie Jean.
You didn't. I saw it just kind of popped up on my feed, and I started listening to it. I was like, dude, I can't follow him.
It was scary.
He's got over 700,000 followers.
Why would y'all even play that on Juneteenth today? We're trying to celebrate. I mean, come on.
My real question is, you guys think he ever figured out who did it?
Yeah.
He's going to spend his life trying to
He said he was going to spend his life trying to figure out who did it.
Try a mirror. Yeah. That way. Stop. Come on.
Are you following Leroy?
Man, you almost made me curse. I'm a grown man, just got married 3 weeks ago. I do not follow foolishness.
Okay. Steve, you
pretty
follow?
Pretty sure I followed him with a fan account, yeah.
No, I would.
You just played two cuts of it. We're a sports talk station. How are we not going to follow him?
Easy.
Pretty sure we're following
him. Other people we can I bet follow
you following him?
No, I did not follow OJ Simpson.
No, I just
Wait a second. You are the king of I like drama. I want drama.
And you don't want to
follow OJ on Twitter?
No.
That's all it's gonna be is drama.
I'm following that one girl, Bella. But the pictures they got released, them the sites I'd be following.
What you're talking about.
What kind of categories are you talking about,
Bella,
man?
The one model that somebody hacked her photos and she released them.
Who, Bella?
Yeah. That's the people I'd be following. I don't be following
Bella.
OJ.
Huh, okay, well, Bella. Fine, well, that's
everybody. All right. Leroy.
Sounds like we got some investigating to do during the Sports Flash Wendy's Big Show here on the Fan.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Some Packers news. How about it? You guys ready?
Yes, do it.
Field Yates, a source. Packers have waived tight end Michael Roberts due to a failed physical. He was recently acquired off waivers. Second time he's failed a physical in a week. So Michael Roberts will not be a part of the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
Michael Roberts, your boy, Tom. Right. I know you're a big Michael Roberts fan, so your jersey will be halted in the mail. Mark Simon going to join us from Sports Info Solutions here coming up momentarily on the Wendy's Big Show, 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com, the Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. Right now, 414-799-1250, caller 15. That work out? 15 for Bart
sure.
Starr? Caller number 15 to 414-799-1250. Get a pair of Summerfest tickets today on the Wendy's Big Show. Once again, caller 15 to 414-799-1250. Get themselves a pair of Summerfest tickets from the Wendy's Big Show. Joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions. Mark, appreciate the time as always. And the Brewers slumping, 5 of their last 7 losses. And Mark, you need to help me feel better about this, that seemingly, for some reason, the Brewers cannot convert runs on the West Coast. There's no sabermetrics for that. But is there a number, a metric showing teams struggling when they go out west like the Brewers seem to always do?
Boy, I haven't looked at that in a while. I remember anecdotally we always used to talk about that when I was with ESPN, that it seemed like, especially I think, like if you were an East Coast team, which the Brewers aren't necessarily, but that there's that like settling in period to the West Coast. This is one where now I'm going to feel like I have to look it up and then tweet it out to you guys so that you can answer it. But I don't. I would say anecdotally, it's not like that surprising. And you ran into like yesterday, you ran into a hot rookie pitcher. That happens. The Giants series was weird. You had a chance to beat Bumgarner, and you didn't. To me, what I was looking at in just the last 15 minutes or so, it looks like any typical team's bad 4 out of 5, but it happens to a team that wins 95 games. It happens to a team that wins 75 games. I am always the voice of, boy, I wouldn't worry about it too much if I was you.
There you go.
And I will stick with that as hard as I can, and I will also pay tribute to number 15, Cecil Cooper, and number 15, Ben Sheets.
Good.
Perfect. Those work.
I like both of those players.
No, they're not Bart Starr. I get it.
But, no, they're not. But, no.
Yeah.
No. This is my thing. So for you stats guy over at Sports Info Solutions, do you guys have a number of games in your mind where you go, once we reach these number of games, this is usually a pretty solid indicator of how this season's going to play out at this point of the year, because we're coming up on the halfway point already, and guys like Travis Shaw is struggling still, Jesus Aguilar still struggling. I mean, there are guys still not performing on this Brewers team, and fans are getting antsy coming up on the halfway point. But I just wonder from a stats standpoint if you guys have a magic number that you go off of.
Yeah, so there's actually been a number of studies about that, like when does batting average mean something, and when do some of the other things mean something, and like the first things that tend to kind of be like where you'd be like, okay, this is what the guy is, are like strikeouts and walks and things like that, but batting average and swinging percentage and on base can take longer. I think it's fair to say. And there are plenty of guys who are nothing in April who wind up having great years, and you always regret that you cut them if they were on your fantasy team. I think we're getting closer to the point where you can tell certain things from certain people. I think we can tell that Josh Hader's going to be pretty good again and that Yelich is going to be an MVP candidate again. The guys that are kind of in that in-between area, I know that the sample has built up on Aguilar, although maybe he's starting very, very, very slowly to come out of it. I think we're getting closer to, okay, this is what you are at that point. I don't know that we're fully there yet. And I'll even get, just to give one more example, like I don't know that Grandal is going to keep this up in the second half, except for a catcher who plays such a high amount of games to be that good with the bat for 120, 130 of them.
And another player would be Lorenzo Cain. I mean, I don't know what his numbers have looked like in the past, but right now he's another player that is in a, I guess, a big slump, underachieving, I would say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shoot. I
his 665 OPS kind of snuck up on me, so to speak. I didn't realize that he was he's been going as bad as he has for as long as he has. Mm-hmm. Give me a second. I'm actually looking up something on him as we go. His defense has still been pretty good. We just put him on our defensive all-star team. There's a school of thought with Kane, though, that the numbers that, like, where he's hit the ball and how hard he's hit it, he should have better batting average, like 25, 30 points better.
All right, let's talk about that for a second. So a lot of these stat guys, for those of you that don't, aren't in all these stat guys like our guy here is, believe in you're just kind of unlucky. And sometimes they hit the ball hard and it just doesn't find a hole and gets caught no matter wherever they hit. And they just have an unlucky half, an unlucky season or whatever. And you're saying that Kane probably fits into that mold right now.
He could, and I think you guys would have probably a better sense of it than I would being more close to the situation. But I'm just looking at, like, if you took, and this could be how defenses are playing him now, that he might be losing hits because defenses are in spots that, like, you wouldn't have expected them to be in because they know how to defend him. But if you look at where he's hit the ball, what kind of ball it was it a line drive, a ground ball, or a fly ball, and how hard he hit it, our numbers for him, it looks like 278 batting average when he's hitting 249 right now. So maybe he's losing some base hits there that maybe he should have. And again, that requires a lot of – that's a very surface-level kind of analysis of it. But he's not someone that I would worry about quite just yet.
Yeah, Mark, he had a couple last night. Fernando Tatis Jr. just took two base hits right away from Lokane on balls that were scolded. He fell into the hard hit rate that Ryan Braun had a lot of last year. Talking to Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions here on the Wendy's Big Show, analytic baseball look at your Milwaukee Brewers. And Mark, as well, too, and then you look at the pitching department, Brandon Woodruff, he wins-wise 8-1 after last night's game, or 8-2 after last night's game when he takes the loss in San Diego. But an ERA over 4, how does Brandon Woodruff stack up as people here are looking at either him or Zach Davies possibly having opportunities at an all-star game, but a 4 ERA, similar on a surface level, that doesn't look like all-star numbers to me.
Right. It's funny, and this is, again, what the sabermetric person would look at it as opposed to, I guess, non-stat guy. The sabermetric person's going to say, "Wow, he's struck out 102 and he's walked 24, so he's 4-1." If you look at the really good pitchers in baseball, a lot of those guys, very high number of those guys, are going to be 4-1 or better. He doesn't give home runs up at an absurd rate. He's led 9 in 87 innings, so his ERA is 4. But there are a lot of circumstances where his ERA could be 3. If things broke right for him here or there. Zach Davies strikes out 5.5 a game. He walks 2.5 a game. That's a 2-1 ratio. That's a hard ratio to survive by unless your defense is the most unbelievable thing or you get out of a lot of runner and scoring position jams, which he's done this year. So his 2-6, a sabermetrician might say that it should be more like a 4.
Yeah, Mark, I love when you're on. I really do. I really get a kick out of this stuff because it just for the.
Are you with me on Woodruff being better than Davies?
Yes, I am.
I think we're all about with you on that.
Yeah, yeah, I am. But had you asked me that 2 weeks ago, I don't know. I would have said that. But
okay.
But here's the thing. A lot of people eye test. They don't get into numbers and stuff like that. So that's why we love having you on. Why doesn't the eye test and the numbers match out how many games they should be up or back in a division, although I think it's a tough division, because you tell people in Milwaukee, the team is not playing that great, but they're in first place. How do you square the two?
I think over 162 games, and I think this is true over 16 in the NFL too, that the teams that tend to separate when there are teams that are really close in quality, like the Brewers and the Cubs, essentially. It's stealing something here or there and having a good manager that knew how to do something at a certain point or winning a game on a wild pitch that scores 2 runs in the bottom of the ninth or something wacky like that. I think if you just look at the Brewers and you look at this recent stretch and you're like, oh, they're
they're not very good. Well, you know what? If you're a Milwaukee Brewers fan, I will trade you. You want to watch the Mets for a week? We'll see a completely different perspective on whether your team has a good offense, good pitching, good defense. I think sometimes you get very caught up in your own team scenario, but if you look at it more broadly, I think you would feel better.
Yeah, 'cause you're thinking they got a rookie pitcher. But this lineup, you should win 5-0, or you don't expect in the last stretch of games playing teams that you're better than to lose. And some of these pitchers, I will be honest, and I don't care if you're a football or a baseball guy, for a rookie pitcher to go 7 innings, scoreless innings, how do you feel good about that? But at the end of the day, you're saying, but I'm still up in first place. Do you say, well, you know, I'm not playing my best baseball, but we're still in first place? Do you look at the brighter side of it, or you just try to look into the numbers and see who are slumping and we got to move these guys down or up?
I'm Mr. Brightside with you guys. I think you know that. But I think what you can do is you need to establish what your weaknesses are. Starting pitching is clearly one of them, right? Well, opportunity was there to get the guy, but he went to Atlanta. So now you got to focus on the next guy. And the next guy might be, to come down the aisle, might be Bumgarner. If the Mets were to go into a slump, maybe it's Zach Wheeler. It's go out and get him time, because I think 73 games, you've established that you're going to be in this thing. And I think you should feel good, but you should know what your weaknesses are. Look, Showalter used to always say at ESPN that the most important thing for a GM is to know what you are and not be fooled by it. And I think the Brewers should know that they're a decent team and that they should be in the hunt for this.
Mark, I won't trade watching the Brewers every night for the New York Mets, but if you guys want to do something like Freddie Peralta for Jacob DeGrom, I think we can make that work. It would be all right? Would that work out for you?
Yeah.
Mark, hold on. I've got another question. Because Baby Tausch brought this up the other day. How does the Mets manager still have a job? Because Baby Tausch doesn't understand.
That's a good question, and that's been a subject of New York talk radio and New York Mets Twitter for a while. He struggled. For whatever reason, he was a hot prospect. The Phillies were going to hire him instead of Gabe Kapler. There was talk before the Mets jumped in and got him. But he struggled with lineups. He struggled with rules. He's not helped by the fact that the acquisitions that the team made in the offseason, they're in the middle right now of an 11-game road trip that I think will establish whether they will be a contender for the second wild card or not, where they play. They've actually got the Cubs coming up. They're finishing up with the Braves now. I think if they were to go 3-8 or 2-9 on that road trip, I think the manager's chances of coming back with the team might be slim.
Well, I hope that they win all three against the Cubs. And frankly, Mark, I hate to tell you, I don't care whatever any of the results are other than that. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week.
You got it.
Yeah. That's Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions on the Wendy's Big Show.
No, Zach Greinke exits in the third inning. What about Zach Greinke? Sorry, Zach Davies. God, I wish it was Zach Greinke.
Yeah, I'll say, hey, Zach Greinke. Me and Steve Mann had the same. Go ahead, Steve. What was your question? Did you have a question for him?
No, I have a question. I'm just pointing out that he just brought up his ERA could probably be closer to 4 based on what it is. Mark Simon did. Is the ERA going to be closer to 4 after today?
Yeah, so what's the philosophy here? Now, he just struck out Tatis. But he did that before that. But he just got a guy out. Wouldn't you just leave him in? Because those are his two runners on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are those two runners on base right now for Zach Davies when they pull him with 2-2/3.
A better matchup for the next hitter.
Yeah, it'll just be based off matchups for the next hitter.
It's the third inning, man. Let him go out there and marinate a little more.
Have you realized the Brewers? I almost said the Packers. Boy, I can't talk.
You realize they
can't score against this team?
Outside of Braun, this game? Hey, man. Steve, I thought they'd put up 9 runs last night on a rookie. And I was gonna get frustrated.
Leroy, he's managing like he has to win this game.
Yeah, because they're going to get
Would
swept.
Would you agree?
That's a good
Baby Tausch? He's managing like he has to win this game. He can't let them get swept. So he's managing it almost like a playoff game right now. All right, we're down 2.
I like that in a way.
Council manages different in different games depending on the scenario throughout the regular season.
Yeah. Worries about trying to win this game because you know that's the only one you can get, and then if you can get tomorrow night, we'll figure that out tomorrow.
But not every night.
That's not
how he manages every night.
He does.
Some nights he'll let his starter go out there and get torched and just leave him out there. because your bullpen's torch, whatever the case may be.
Right. Game and situation dictates it.
No doubt.
Situation always dictates for you, though. Wendy's at night, if you worked all day and you need to get dinner, you just go to Wendy's, get some Frosties. You can't use Leroy Butler's finger, but you can enjoy some great food.
Man, we went to Wendy's last night. 12-year-old got done playing his youth baseball game. And they have that deal. If your kid's wearing his youth jersey, get a free Frosty.
So you got to go.
So we drove straight to Wendy's, and he got himself a free Frosty. And then, of course, while we were there, he got himself the barbecue chicken sandwich as well, because he had not had that yet, and I told him it was really good, so he got one of those, too.
Was it a victory Frosty?
They were, they were playing a really good team.
Somewhat outmatched.
They were up.
Thanks a lot for bringing this up, baby.
Up going into the last inning. It's a time limit. So there's 14 minutes left to go in the time limit. They were up. They had to come back out to play another inning against this team. Other team, they were up two going into the last inning, and they ended up losing by two in the last inning. They were up the whole game.
Did he cry?
They were up the whole game. No.
He didn't cry?
No. And the one player on his team had two over-the-fence homers in that game. Two of them. Showtime, I call him Joe.
I have to tell y'all the story enough. One day how my mom got me from crying at the time, every loss. I'll tell y'all one of these days.
Make sure to tell Logan, too. Hey, your favorite Made to Crave menu just got in.
All the time, cuz.
Upgrade, a chicken upgrade at Wendy's. Just when you thought the Made to Crave menu couldn't get any more delicious, we've got a full lineup of awesome chicken sandwiches joining the ranks. Introducing the avocado BLT sandwich, the sawsome bacon chicken sandwich, and the barbecue chicken sandwich. Three bold choices packed with flavor. So, myself for basic, you can upgrade with fresh, never frozen beef or tasty premium chicken. Go ahead, satisfy those cravings with any one of Wendy's epic choices.
I'm just glad that you're hopefully wearing clothes, Leroy, because the last time you wanted to tell us a story about you getting emotional after a game, it happened in San Francisco, and all you kept telling us was that you were sitting in the shower, bucket naked all day, waiting.
Yeah, it was different.
So we'll get that story, and hopefully it involves you wearing some clothes. 414-799-1250, Wendy's Big Show, full cast. Leroy, Gary, Sparky, I'm Billy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.